views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. Well, and once again, it's always great to have you folks with us today on Adventures in Recovery here at the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 in the beautiful island of Vashon, Washington. So I hope you guys are enjoying our springtime. This is kind of one of the first days of rain drizzling down, but I'll tell you what, we've had a beautiful weekend. You can't argue with that. And so many trees blossoming out with their green leaves, and a lot of the rhododendrons and other things are popping out, so it's really becoming a burst of color all over the place on the island. So we can actually use these few raindrops today, and, you know, there's room for gratitude in everything. So welcome to Adventures in Recovery, where we're here every Tuesday at 1:30, just for a half hour, to fill you in on what things you can do as far as opportunities to enhance your life, make your life a little bit better. And recovery shows up in a lot of different ways. And actually today, I am happy to say that we've got, well, not one guest, but not two guests, but we have three guests on the show today to promote some up-and-coming events here on this beautiful island. And all of these events are planned, well, they're here to help enhance the lives of so many people on the island. And I always say that I'm so impressed with the amount of social services available to everybody on the island. So today I would like to introduce to you, we have Emmy Bell. She is the Grants Manager and Development Coordinator, along with her co-partner here, Tiffany Shira, Fundraising and Communications Manager. And they are both involved very heavily with VYFS, that's Vashon Youth and Family Services, as am I. And that's where I've got my roots over here on Vashon. And so, you know, be that as it may, I would like to hear these lovely ladies tell us a little bit more about Vashon Youth and Family Services and the work that they do for the community.
Thanks, Tom. Tiffany and I work closely together to support Vashon Youth and Family Services for core programs, which are counseling and substance use disorder treatment, Family Place, OASIS Community Resource Navigation, and Vashon Kids.
Oh, my goodness. Well, tell us a little more about those, Tiffany, if you would.
Sure. We provide counseling for nearly 400 clients each year, both at our main office on the Vashon High School campus. We also have a dedicated social worker that covers all three schools. And Tom, you cover substance use disorder treatment as part of the counseling program. How's that going?
Well, actually, you know, it's been pretty busy. There's a lot of good recovery going on the island, and my department pretty much deals with substance use. So if you or a loved one think you might have an issue with alcohol or with prescription drugs or even street drugs, give us a call. Come on and have a conversation with me. I'm a person in long-term recovery myself, and I'll be happy to sit down with you and talk about any issues that you might have.
That's great, Tom. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our other programs, which is Family Place. Family Place supports young families with kids 0 to 5 with parenting classes, play groups. There is a home visiting program called Parents as Teachers, as well as English conversation class for people trying to learn English. And they offer things like you know, just basics like how to get a driver's license or computer classes for people who are new to the United States. All things that are designed to help families and individuals thrive in our community.
Wow, that's great. And how about the other two programs, Emmy?
Sure. We have Vashon Kids, which is located at Chautauqua Elementary, and it's been there since 1995. It provides before and after school care and full-time care for during the summer for about 120 kiddos a year, with an emphasis on social emotional learning, positive communication, problem solving, and collaboration. And they're pretty stinking cute over there. also, we, you know, there's a lesser known program we have is Oasis Community Resource Navigation, which provides support services for immigrants and refugees and helps islanders who are experiencing low incomes connect with the basic needs and services on the island, and also medical vouchers and ferry vouchers for any off-island appointments.
Interesting. So how does that work?
Well, we have bilingual navigators that work with folks who need to get off island for their medical appointments. So we offer ferry and bus vouchers, and we provide help with medical bills. I want to take this opportunity to shout out to our partners, Granny's Attic and the Vashon Healthcare District, for providing this critical, the funding for this critical support, excuse me, supporting this program.
Wow. That really is amazing. So how are things going with all of the budget cuts and so forth?
Oh, boy, that's a great question, Tom. We are pretty concerned. We recently lost about $80,000 in funding for at-risk
what?
Youth. Yeah, for our at-risk youth counseling and support services. And we're also very concerned about pending cuts to Medicaid, which represents close to 75% of our income at Vashon Youth and Family Services. So that's a big concern that we're paying close attention to.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. Well, so how are you going to manage with all these cuts, Tiffany?
Well, we are kicking off our spring campaign and Give Big. We have a goal to raise $75,000 to help keep our programs going. But we're also focused on diversifying our income. We're trying to move away from federal funds and look at more foundations and individual donors. Emmy's been doing a lot of work on that. Can you tell us a bit about that work, Emmy?
Sure. So we are looking at setting up various ways for people to give. For example, if you are 70 and a half and you have an IRA, you may need to make some disbursements to avoid paying those taxes. So a donation to Vashon Youth and Family Services is a great way to do that. People can also include us in their will in the form of bequests. We accept donor-advised funds, stocks and securities also as a way for us to continue providing these essential programs for many generations to come. Tom, you know, I can really, you know, keep going and geek out on this, but I think it's best to refer folks to the website. So if you would like to learn more, go to our website, vyfs.org. And we've got some links to planned giving and tax-free giving options that allows people to fulfill a powerful legacy in philanthropy, and you know that directly impacts the lives of islanders, so that everyone here can thrive.
Nice.
Yeah, Tom. Let's not get her going on the DAFs and the QCDs. We'll be here till dinner time. but suffice it to say, there are many ways for people to give. They can go to our website, vyfs.org, and click support our work. We also recently sent out our community report, which not only explains our work, it also has a QR code and directions to our website. We're also going to be emailing and posting on social media about what our needs are and how people can give. Also, check your mailbox. There is a cute spring postcard on the way with a short update and instructions for giving.
Nice.
Yep. And also, we just hope that people will consider, you know, donating and supporting our vital programming. some of the things, again, just to sum up, is providing basic needs, medical and dental vouchers, child abuse prevention, early childhood parenting classes, scholarships for Vashon kids, child care, and counseling for at-risk youth, which is was no longer at risk of losing, we have lost. So those are just to name a few. We need your help right now, and we really appreciate it. We'll be turning 50 in 2027, and we want to make sure that we're here for everyone for many years to come.
50 years. Wow. Vashon Youth and Family Services has been helping countless residents here on Vashon for 50 years. That's amazing.
Yep.
So if people want to learn more, how can they get more information, Tiffany?
They can go to our website, in case we haven't said it enough. It's VYFS.org. They can visit us on Facebook. You just search for Vashon Youth and Family Services. They can call our office, 206-463-5511. They can email questions to outreach@vyfs.org. Or even better, just come out into the community and see us at First Fridays, Strawberry Festival, and other community events.
This Friday.
This Friday, yeah, that's right. Should be good weather, too. We'll be the ones in the red T-shirts.
Probably in front of Colvo's.
Yeah, likely in front of Colvo's, although Colvo's, if you're listening, I haven't asked for permission yet, so I'll talk to you soon.
I've found that the merchants on Vashon are pretty easy to get along with.
Yeah.
So Strawberry Fest, we're always very well represented too, and other community events as well. And speaking of other community events, in just a moment, we're going to be talking with Tim Johnson, which is going to tell us all about the health fair coming up this Saturday. But you, when you said that First Friday is coming up this coming Friday,
yep, it's already.
Isn't
May.
It amazing how fast that comes around? Mm-hmm. Seems like we just had one last Friday.
We did.
So anyway, anything else you ladies would like to add about maybe making a donation to Vashon Youth and Family Services?
Yeah, we just want to say that we're here for your friends,
and we're here for your neighbors.
We are here for Y-O-U.
What a great, melodious ending, ladies. Hey, thanks for coming in and talking to us today.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll be back.
You know, spreading the word with other residents of Vashon.
Thank you.
And First Friday, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that's coming up.
Yep. Yeah, thanks for having us, Tom.
Oh, it's always fun. You guys have been with us before, and it's always a joy to talk with you and, you know, spreading the word about Vashon Youth and Family Services, because we just basically, when I say we, I mean, I feel very proud to be a part of the organization as well, but we keep giving to the community, and now we're just asking for the community to kind of band together and maybe help bail us out of some of the programs that, unfortunately, we've already lost.
Yeah,
the At-Risk for Youth program.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Due to budget cuts. And it's a shame, but it's the reality of the world today. And
we'll get through it.
And we're going to get through it.
Yeah.
Yep. We have before.
Yep.
So thanks again, ladies.
Yeah, you bet.
You're welcome. Thank you, Tom.
You bet. And coming in the doors of Voice of Vashon right now, we have Tim Johnson with us, ladies and gentlemen. And Tim is here representing the, well, you tell us all about it, Tim.
District, which is a local taxing district that takes care of health-related needs on the island. Bigger projects that we do are urgent care 7 days a week, a behavioral health program in conjunction with Youth and Family Services and some other people. And we've recently launched our Vulnerable Adults Work Group, which is exploring ways to help people stay on the island or vulnerable populations that are already on the island. And the voucher program that the folks from Youth and Family Services talked about, as well as the Compassionate Care Program, are part of what we're doing together. I just wanted to put a plug in for VYFS. I've been working with them for just over 13 years.
Wow.
And I've seen a lot of people come and go, but the heart of that place has never changed, and I'm a real big fan.
Wow. Thanks for saying that, Tim. I really appreciate that. And And I can second that. The people that I get to work with are so compassionate about everybody that's hearing this radio station right now, because you all live on Vashon, and if you don't live on Vashon, you visit Vashon once in a while, and, you know, we're here for you. And we've been going on for years doing exactly what we're doing right now. And for those that don't know where we're located, we're basically in the back parking lot of the high school, Vashon High School. So we're easy to find. Pop in and say hi, or if you're so inclined, pop in and drop off a check. I couldn't resist with that. So, Tim, would you mind telling us some of the other local services that are going to be represented at the health fair?
Yeah, the health fair kind of serves two purposes. One, it's a sneaky way to get some of our social service network members together for a meet and greet, and we always end up having a great time doing that. But the real purpose of it is to provide health education and services access to folks. We primarily concentrate on vulnerable populations who might need access to health care or other social services. We'll have a dental van out. We'll have a the Medical Reserve Corps out doing health screening. The pharmacy will be out there. I don't want to miss anyone, but we have a lot of folks coming out. The Department of Social and Health Services comes out and helps people get everything from EBT cards to health insurance. This year we will have We will have Dispatch Health out to talk to people about how to access services, as well as the Compassionate Care Program, which allows people who have low incomes or lack of insurance to access urgent care on the island free of charge.
Hey, thanks, Tim. And also, there's going to be vaccinations available for those that are so inclined to pick up.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you which ones. I'm working with the pharmacy right now. We're not doing the big COVID and flu vaccination that takes place in the fall, but I do believe we will have some Tdap and maybe some MMR. And by that, I mean tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis, and mumps, measles, and rubella. But don't quote me on that. I just quoted myself, but don't quote me.
Well, hey, if you stop by that section, you can have a blood pressure reading, you can have a blood glucose reading, and you can ask the rest of the questions as far as the other services that will be available to you at no charge. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to be present for the last two or three health fairs, and we typically get a really good turnout. Sometimes we ask that you park across the street, across the highway, just because the parking lot gets filled up, and sometimes the dental vans or the DSHS people obviously have priorities, so they can offer their services in a convenient location there. But there's also going to be giveaways. So when you walk in the front door, we can guide you to whatever services you are interested in. And you will probably be given a raffle ticket, too. So there's a lot of perks just for the sake of stopping by. If you're there right at 10 a.m. when we open up, there's going to be coffee available. And so start your day out great this coming Saturday. And I think we mentioned it's at the Methodist Church. It's this Saturday. That's May 3rd, folks. And that is going from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. I know in years prior to, we've had everything from, we had a clown, I think, last year roaming the room, which was kind of fun. And the clown also played the trombone. So that was an interesting combination. But it added for some levity. And Emmy, and were either of you at that one?
No, I wasn't at that one.
I wasn't either. But
I don't remember the clown.
Yeah.
it's all good. So you never know who you're going to run into there. And it's always fun to see parents that bring their kids along, because a lot of the booths or a lot of the tables there have some giveaways for the kids. I will be manning the Vashon Youth and Family Services Substance Use Disorder table. I will have some life-saving kits for overdoses there, naloxone. And if you come up and ask me for a kit, I'll be happy to give you one. I usually tell people if you get a kit and you, if you see somebody having an overdose, and it's pretty easy to spot what they're going through, and if you're unsure, ask some of their friends, is this person suffering from an overdose? Well, the naloxone is very easy to administer, and once you administer that, have somebody else run and call 911 immediately. You don't have to tell them that the person is having an overdose. All you have to do is let the 911 operator know that someone is unresponsive and needs help as soon as possible. And there's a couple of different reasons for expressing it that way, and we can go over that if you stop at my table. So we also have fentanyl test kits. So if you know someone that is maybe either an opioid user or even somebody that may just smoke weed, if they don't know where that cannabis is coming from, yes, folks, cannabis is also being laced with fentanyl nowadays. Oof. Yeah, it's pretty sad. So with these test strips, it's easy to find out if there is any fentanyl present in that product. So, you know, we have to constantly re-educate ourselves as far as the safety for our friends, regardless of their choices of how they choose to party or choices they make in their lives in a non-judgmental way. So that's my two cents worth as far as that goes. Watch for us. We'll be in the red Vashon Youth and Family Services t-shirts. And we got a couple other comments too.
Yeah, I just have a quick question for Tim. I didn't know we had urgent care on the island. How do people access that?
Well, you can go to our website at www.vashonhealthcare.org and get a lot of that information, or you'll find us all over Facebook and other social media. But the company is known as Dispatch Health. You can also go to dispatchhealth.org. And they have a Vashon-centric place. You can call them or you can sign up online and they come to you.
So they're the folks in those cute little cars driving around
they
town.
They are indeed, yeah.
Awesome.
I just passed one on my way here today.
Nice. So they do have a presence in the community. Last week we just had a community kind of round table at the high school in the cafeteria, and it was quite interesting. We had two sheriffs from King County present. And of the rest of the panel that we had there, it was kind of emceed by Amy Dreyer, who a lot of you already know from
nice.
Voice of Vashon. And she really kept moving because people in the audience were encouraged to write their questions on a index card, which were brought up to Amy, and she would field the questions. But as I mentioned, we had two sheriffs there. We had somebody from that represents the homeless population or aid for the homeless population on the island. We also had somebody from Thriftway in theft management, how they handle those kind of situations, which was actually very compassionate. But most of the questions were fielded to the sheriffs. And one thing that I learned was that Vashon always has a minimum of two full-time police presence on the island. We might not see them all the time because this is a lot of territory to cover for two policemen, but that was kind of comforting to know that around the clock, 24 hours a day, there's a minimum of two on-duty policemen here on Vashon.
Until tourist season, I think it quadruples.
I would hope so.
Feels like it.
I would hope so. Yeah. Mainly for crowd control, and I'll tell you what, it just proves what a beautiful place Vashon is by the number of tourists that show up over here in the summertime.
You bet.
And the ferries speak to that as well.
Tom, I have a question about Narcan kits, about training on how to use them.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know of local training that's going on or coming up?
Well, I know the fire department has offered those in the past, but if anybody stops up and gets a kit, I will be happy to instruct them.
Okay, one-on-one.
One-on-one, and also the directions are very clear. It's very simple. I mean, they used to just be an injectable kit, which was pretty intimidating for somebody that had to administer that, but that is no longer the case. Right now, it is a nasal application You just stick it in one of their nostrils, push the button, you're good to go. If that doesn't work, do another one.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, and they might need several.
You're right.
That's possible.
They might need more than one. And in fact, it has not been uncommon for the person you're administrating it to wake up angry because you've just screwed up their high. Even though they're, I mean, that's the craziness of it. You've interrupted their trip, so to speak, and kind of zapped them back to reality. But you probably saved their life, though, too.
Yeah, and I think, isn't the death rate declining in opioid-related incidents because of Narcan?
You're right. You're right, and you can get those kits at the pharmacy. I'm not sure. I think there may be a fee for them, but if you stop in at Vashon Youth and Family Services, we're happy to supply you with those for free that have been provided for us through King County. There's a couple of vending machines, actually, and it would be nice if we could get one on the island here. In Tacoma, there's a library, and there's a church. The library is on 56th and Pacific Avenue. I believe it's called the Morris or Morrison Library. There's a vending machine in there where you just go up as if you were getting a snack. But the only thing that is in the vending machine is it's filled with Narcan kits. You just push the code of the row and the place, and it'll dispense one right down to the bottom, and there's no charge and no questions asked.
I might have to look into that and get one out here, see how they got that.
Yeah. In fact, I can do a little bit of investigating on that, too.
Yeah.
Tim, do you have any experience in that area?
I do not, but we'd be really interested in helping out with that if that was possible to bring a vending machine out.
Nice. Cool. I know you've had a big presence on the island for a long time. And would you share with us once again, and I apologize if we covered this at the beginning of the show, but about what role you play in the presence you have on the island?
Currently, I am the superintendent of the healthcare district. That's a fancy way of saying I do the basic administrative and dishwashing tasks of the district. There aren't many of those. I've been doing that for a couple of years. Prior to that, I worked at Granny's Attic, where I learned my way around the island as well as the social service and health-related network that I work with directly now. So it's been really great. I did want to put in one plug on the health fair, and that was that we will have food there. Not only will we have coffee, but we'll have pastries and bagels in the morning. And around noon, we will have some sandwiches and other portable food. So I always try to reach out to people if you don't know if you might need some services or if you just want a free sandwich, come on out and join us. We're happy to give you a cup of coffee and a sandwich. And meet you. It's a really great place to see what's available on Vashon. And you reminded me of that, Tiffany, when you said you weren't aware of the urgent care. We've been doing a lot of messaging on that, but Vashon is a really small town that also has multiple little tiny communities within it that don't always overlap. Yeah. So if you know somebody that might need some healthcare services, please have them come out on the third between 10 and 2.
Nice.
Cool.
And especially, and if you have kids, bring the kids because there are kids' activities. Because a lot of families, they're going to show up and they do have kids. So bring them along. They'll be occupied. I mean, there's going to be things for the kids to do and some giveaways for the kids as well. So we really make it a family fun event. So, first Friday this week, VYFS will have their presence known?
Yep. Come by and get a little mini cupcake. That's our new stick.
Look for the red t-shirts.
Stop in for a cupcake fix. And on Saturday, stop by and see a bunch of us, including Tim and including myself, at the Vashon Health Fair. That's at the Methodist Church, 10 to 2 this coming Saturday. So, I was going to mention also in closing that a bunch of you might be receiving a flyer. Were these mailed out to the masses?
Those were mailed out in March to all the box holders on Vashon.
Nice. So if you notice, there's a little picture of yours truly in there that I didn't know was going to be in there that's promoting the show here Adventures in Recovery. On here it says Tuesdays at 1 p.m. on KVSH 101.9. However, it's actually 1:30.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry.
No biggie. This is a great station, so yeah. No matter when you tune in, you're going to be entertained by some incredible talent here, because this is all run by volunteers, if you can imagine. And some very, very professional volunteers, I might add. So I will be with you again next Tuesday at
1:30.
At 1:30, you guys. And I'm sure I'm going to be seeing a bunch of you, hopefully this Saturday, at the health fair. And thanks for being with us, ladies and gentlemen. I love you all.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It's great.
Great to be here, Tom. Great. Thanks. Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. See you next week.